Welcome to the Tony Dumas Show. And this show is about today's news. Interesting things that's going on. Today is April the 11th, 2022. 411, and that's what this show is all about. Talking about the 411 and sharing ideas. Before we get started, my email address is TonyDumas07@gmail.com. All right, what's been dominating the news today? We're going to start our little podcast about talking about the Ukraine and Russia. This conflict started out of nowhere. Russia pretended to be doing military training exercises for about 2 weeks. It was reported so. And the whole entire time they were surrounding the country of the Ukraine. And little did we know that communism was going to rear its ugly head and take a bite, a lion-sized bite at the Ukraine. That's what we're experiencing here in April of 2022. It's pure evil. Russia attacked a free country and wants nothing less than to take over every citizen, every human, every cop, every military soldier, and turn them into basically slaves and make them worship Vladimir. They're trying to make all the people worship Vladimir Putin. Well, Vladimir Putin is actually, he's a dictator, something like Adolf Hitler, minus all the fiery speeches. He's exactly like Hitler. But we don't know, or we do or we don't know if Vladimir is a fiery orator type of dictator, which Adolf Hitler was. The United States hasn't got involved other than sending weapons, little Stinger missiles to blow up tanks. So as of today, Monday the 12th, we haven't sent any troops, and we haven't gotten involved for fear of World War III. And I don't know. We'll take a little pause, and that's what we'll talk about right now. Do you think going forward that the United States will send troops, or do you think that we'll sit back and passively give money to the Ukraine? It's kind of like you see your friend getting beat up in a fight, and you keep handing him money. Even though he likes the money, he can't. The money doesn't do him any good if he's in a fight for his life, and that's what's going on in Ukraine. So stick with us, and we'll talk about it a little bit more in the next episode. Okay, we're back. The first episode was, I was going to do an introduction, let you guys all know about me and who I am. But for now, I'm going to do a quick, we've got a hot topic conversation about the Ukraine and should the United States get actively involved in this war. And we'll talk about that. But first off, I am a former NBA player. I graduated from the University of Missouri, Kansas City in 2021. With a Bachelor of Liberal Arts and a Bachelor of Science. Graduated with 3.9, so I did A-OK. And following that, I decided to continue my career learning options by pursuing my Master's of Business Administration. I'm pursuing my MBA. I got the Chancellor's scholarship for underspoken for and underprivileged minorities. So that is what I have going on, and I started a show to talk about everyday news events, and you know, and just to talk about it and give ideas of what I think we should do in these situations. But to move on, we're talking about the Ukraine. So the first thing I wonder is, should the United States send troops and tanks and airplanes to actively get involved in the Ukrainian war? So we'll first off, I say yes, without a hesitation. I think we're late to the party. We should have already sent upwardly between 60 and 100,000 troops to help the Ukrainians. They're a free society where men are allowed to worship and vote for who they want. That kind of mirrors the way we live in the United States. And they're being taken over by a big bully that's going to implement communism and a dictatorship, and they'll never be free to think on their own again. In a communist society, everything is thought out for you. And right now, we're seeing, it's what Adolf Hitler did. We're seeing it's when you manipulate the media, when you manipulate the radio station, you manipulate the mind of people that that live in your society. So Adolf is telling the Russians that, you know, they're going into Ukraine to try to weed out Nazis. And what they've been doing in the last 2 weeks is basically blowing up every building. They've been blowing up hospitals. The Russians have been blowing up nurseries. The Russians have been killing citizens. They've been torturing citizens. It's their military going into the Ukraine, and they want a total domination of the Ukrainian borders, and they want that to be Russia, and they want to take those people slaves. So, as I said, yes, I think we should already be involved. A lot of people are scared of World War III. Those people have a very valid argument. But if you won't fight for freedom and you won't fight for others that are free, then it's hard to decide exactly what would you fight for. And this is a fight for nothing other than the freedom of the Ukrainian people. So we hope that they fight well. And I kind of use the analogy. I think it's like you're standing. We say we stand with them. It's like standing next to a friend of yours, and he's beat up and got two black eyes, and you keep handing him money, and then you hand him weapons, but the guy's already beat him to a pulp, so there's nothing he can do with either. He can't do anything with the weapons, and he can't do anything with the money. So that's where the Ukrainians are. But of course, they're screaming for more weapons because that's what a friend would do, and we keep throwing money at them. So we'll keep reporting on it. Come back tomorrow and we'll talk more about the Ukrainian war. Thank you for listening to the Tony Dumas Show. Sit tight and come back with us tomorrow and we'll talk about some more events. We got some other topics. But welcome to the first Tony Dumas Show. Since this is my first podcast, I thought I'd come back and tell you what other hot topics, stories that we'll be talking about. Today is 411, so I'm just giving the 411. What's the 411 done? The United States is suffering from massive inflation. The price of gas is outrageous. It just speaks to the idea of whether Joe Biden is or isn't doing a good job as president. That's for our listeners to decide later. One thing I learned today is about ghost guns. Joe Biden signed a bill today, making it harder to obtain ghost guns. Apparently a ghost gun is a gun that you buy on the internet. It's all plastic. You plug it into a 3D printer, and about 30 minutes later you have yourself a working gun, and all you have to do is put the bullets in and you can shoot it, but there's no registration and there's no numbers that go along with the weapons, so it's basically untraceable. So learn something new today. I was talking earlier about propaganda, the Minister of Propaganda. Russia right now is using propaganda, as well as homogeny and counter-homogeny options to really stick it to the Ukrainians. I mean, it is the Ukrainian war is what it's called today, as far as April the 11th, 411. And you can email me at tonydumas07@gmail.com for right now if you have any questions or comments. But I want to welcome you to the Tony Dumas Show. This is one of my first shows, and we're going to get with it every day and try to bring up new topics. And we're also going to track this war and see what's the United States stance, and are we late to the party, and do we still have time to help our friend in need, the Ukrainians? Thank you for listening, and welcome to the Tony Dumas Show.